National Radio Club.
Heidi Xers, Phil Wayne here for Market Scope, the monthly air check column where we listen into radio stations and radio markets from all over the world. For July 2005, it's bad news for oldies lovers like myself, as two of the greatest oldies stations in the country abandon the format. WCBS-FM in New York and WJMK Chicago are now running the Jack FM format, a diverse, bland, personality-less mix of music that insults the listener by proclaiming, "We play what we want." WCBS-FM and WJMK are now running automated oldies via the internet, as you'll hear in a few moments. For Chicago, that leaves WRLL, Real Oldies 1690, as the only oldies station in the market.
Relive the best times of your life with WCBSFM.com.
WCBSFM.com.
Not gone. We've just moved. Your favorite oldies are at WCBSFM.com.
Heaven must have sent you from above. Oh, CBSFM.
You found us here at WCBSFM.com, still playing your favorite oldies.
WCBSFM.com, the most music, 104.3 WJMK.
WJMK plays the greatest hits for Hawthorne.
The greatest hits of the 60s and 70s, 104.3 WJMK. 104.3 WJMK. More music. 104.3 WJMK.
Pretty as a midsummer's morn, they call her Dawn.
The greatest hits of the 60s and 70s. 104.3 WJMK.
To the greatest hits of the 60s and 70s.
104.3 WJMK, Chicago.
Real oldies for Chicago.
WRLL, Berwyn, Chicago. And online, listen live at realoldies1690.com.
Real oldies 1690.
I don't think I can think of a more appropriate song to open a Father's Day Jerry G. Bishop radio program on Real Oldies than than Surfing USA. Does that make any sense?
I don't know.
Don't either. I do know we're all getting older. Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys there, huh? Is going to be 63 tomorrow. 63. Guess we're all getting older. I was reading about the Indiana Jones movies, right? First one, Harrison Ford, right? 1989, so that's what, 11, 5, 16 years ago. And now he says he's going to make a new Indiana Jones movie. Indiana Jones and the Dentures of Doom. Jackie Wilson there, jumping Jackie Wilson. We used to call him, of course, we were jumping then too. If your favorite radio station is now junk, huh? And welcome to Chicago's only oldies station. Us, real oldies. 1690 with real old Jerry G.
Jerry G. Bishop.
Yes, I am. A scary report this morning for all of us who are up in years. A report from the Food and Drug Administration says that Viagra may cause blindness. Ooh. You know, when I think about that, I think that in a way our mothers were right.
Aww.
Yeah, wasn't that sweet?
Real oldies. Real oldies.
If your favorite radio station is now junk, then welcome to Chicago's only oldies station, Real Oldies 1690.
Yeah, the summertime blues. There ain't no cure for them, you know.
Was that really Barbra Streisand?
That was Eddie Cochran. Here's really Tommy Rowe.
Sweet little Sheila, you'll know her if you see her.
Just hold me tight.
Don't let go.
Just hold me tight.
Don't let go.
Hold me tight.
Don't let go.
Mm-hmm.
Real Oldies, 1690. That's who we are. That's what we play.
Well, rock-a-bye, baby.
Jerry G.
Who are you?
I'm Jerry G. Bishop. This is Real Oldies, 1690. Best music on the radio. Of course, Father's Day today, June the 19th. I'd like to thank my kids who did something really, really warm and tender for me. They had my TV remote bronzed.
Come home to Real Oldies. Real Oldies.
Ah, beautiful. Yeah, it's a Little Richard on Real Oldies 16. I'd like to explain the sociological significance of the phrase wop bom a loo bop a lom bom bom, but I...
Ah, shut up, will you?
I won't be allowed to.
At home, in your car, at work, and at the beach. You can hear us anywhere. You can even hear us on the internet at realoldies1690.com.
16 reasons
why
lovely cousins Marilyn in Deerfield and Myrna in Hoffman Estates. That's Frank. And, of course, young at heart.
We love you!
Love you, too, girls. It is Father's Day, of course, Sunday, June the 19th. I hate missing things that are coming up and reminding you about them. Last Saturday and Sunday, the World Pork Expo happened in Des Moines, Iowa. Thousands of people, hundreds of pigs. And then on Monday, of course, everybody went wee-wee-wee-wee all the way home.
Oh, come on!
Right. Real Oldies 1690.
On Real Oldies, 1690, that is Bruce Chanel, and hey, baby!
Oh, hi there!
Hi there, all right, it's Jerry G. Bishop, Sunday, June 19, happy Father's Day to you.
Tommy Edwards and Larry Lujak in the morning, and great Real Oldies 24 hours a day. We're Real Oldies 1690.
Real Oldies for Chicago.
WRLL, Berwyn, Chicago. And online, listen live at realoldies1690.com.
Real Oldies 1690.
Yeah, that's Rick Nelson, or Ricky Nelson. I don't know which he was when he recorded that. This is radio's beloved Jerry G. Bishop, the original Spengoolie, Marshall High School graduate, on Real Oldies 1690. How you doing, huh?
Hey, babe, nice to hear you again.
Yeah, nice to be heard.
Well, I'm ready. I'm willing. And I'm able to rock and roll all night.
Real Oldies.
Beverly Brother, I love the bump ba da ma bump 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 at the end of that.
Boom, boom, boom.
Or the boom 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 as well. It's Sunday, it's Father's Day, it's Jerry G, it's Real Oldies, 1690. Interesting item here in Science Digest, somebody left in the studio. Apparently, archaeologists have reconstructed what King Tut actually looked like. And they have a picture here. It kind of looks like a bald Macaulay Culkin.
Let me ask you, which oldie station would you listen to? Remember, we're giving away a radio station jingle CD to anyone who submits a Market Scope column. My new address is 313 Spring Street, Upper Sandusky, Ohio, 43351-1652. I can really use new Market Scope material, so if you've been thinking about doing one, I and the membership would be very thankful. Don't make me do an Upper Sandusky Market Scope, please. For the DX Audio Service, I'm Phil Wayne. Now, listen carefully. Here are the musings from the members.
This is Musings of the Members. The opinions are those of the speaker and do not represent the DX Audio Service, the National Radio Club, or its editors. Members may muse by calling the Action Line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is Jerry Gabrielli from Belmont, New Jersey. In part one of Mark Durenberger's talk about Clear Channel stations, which I found very interesting, he mentioned in reading the list of 40 stations, WHAS, twice. I wondered if that was a mistake. He listed it as being at 820 and 1020. And actually now, of course, it's at 840. And one other thing, a couple of months ago, I called about two stations having the same call letters in the New York City area, WMCA at 570 and 970. Since no mention was made, I suppose it's not unusual and not that important, but I'm still curious as to how that can be allowed.
This is Paul Smith from Baltimore, Maryland. Just a quick note to say that WBMD 750 on the AM dial is now back on the air, and they are carrying Family Radio. So we now have two affiliates of the Family Radio affiliate network in this area, 107.9 out of Annapolis with 50 kilowatts and 1,000 watts on 750 here in Baltimore. Well, not long ago, WITH, 1230 a.m., was simulcasting WAVA in Arlington, Virginia, 105.1. So I suppose it could be done again. I'm not sure if it's a daylight station or not. They sign on at about 5:45 in the morning instead of 6, and they sign off at 8. Now, if that's not crazy enough, WBGR, what was WBGR, 860 on the dial, also with a power of 1,000 watts, is also carrying Family Radio. So we've got three affiliates of Family Radio in the Baltimore area.
Hello, DXers. Ken Anischuk here, your sports editor, on Wednesday, June 7th. On the 100,000watts.com page in the last month or two, I've seen a format labeled as Hurban. H-U-R-B-A-N. Could someone out there please explain to me what that format is? It sounds as if it's related to the Spanish language, but I'd like a clarification of that. Anyone, please?
This is John German. I'm up here in Batavia,
enjoying myself at the alumni reunion from June 9th to June 12th. I want to point out, report that WPKO, which is 1470 in the dial, and also WCLI 1450 on the dial, did not change their call letters. I don't know what has happened, but they did not change their call letters. They're still same as they are so far.
Hi, this is Mike Lance in Miami Beach. I am very saddened to know and to hear that WCBS, the Oldies station, FM 101, dropped Oldies after 30-something years of being Oldies.
Hi there, this is Don Finney in Miami, Florida. Question for you. During the late 50s and early and mid, even late 60s, did most rock stations have reverb systems? In the 1923 conference, the dial was expanded from 550 megacycles to 1350 megacycles, as pointed out by Mr. Dernberger. What was the extent of the AM band before that time? There used to be a program on the radio. It started in 1964 on KSL in Salt Lake City, and it moved to WHAS in Louisville later on, and then it branched out to Mutual. And it wasn't on an awful, awful lot of stations, probably, I guess, about 50 or 60 around the country. It wasn't where I was at the time, and not directly, of course. I was in Tampa and going to college, and I listened to it every night. It's called A Nightcap, and they introduced it by saying, "The Mutual Broadcasting System presents the Herb Jekko Nightcap Show." And I thought it was a real good show, in my opinion, and I wonder if anybody knows when that show went off the air. And it was a great show. Thank you very much.
Greetings, it's Mark Erdman from rain-soaked Harrington, Kansas, on Sunday, June the 12th. Got a format change just up the road to report on. After 30 years of playing country music, 1420 KJCK Junction City has now become News Talk. They're known as the Talk of JC, 1420 KJCK, and they made that change on Thursday morning, June the 9th at 6 a.m. Programs include Tony Snow, Sean Hannity, and Sporting News Radio, and they'll still be the affiliates for the Kansas City Royals and Chiefs, K-State sports, and they'll also to continue to do local sports as well. Bill Hale mentioned on the AM switch here in June about WEEP in Virginia, Minnesota. Well, if memory serves me correct, about a year or so ago, their transmitter caught fire, and that's the reason what they went dark. I don't know if they'll be back on the air or not, but that's kind of funny that they're still in the FCC database.
Hi, this is Mike. Today is June 15th, and I picked up two stations on one frequency, 93.5 K-Lakes, I'm not sure where they are, and KBHT Country Legends, and they were coming in really good. If somebody could tell me where they are, I'd love to know.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. A recent trip to Meridian, Mississippi, I had a lot of good listening. Faustoria, Ohio, 1430 WFOB. They're now country music off the satellite. I think what like Fremont used to do, one of the good things. Meridian's got a good little sports station on 1450. They're with the Fox Sports Network. And I was made an honorary citizen of Meridian by the mayor while I was down there. That was my 33rd Jimmy Rogers Memorial Festival. So I'm very honored about that. And they had Sunday, May 22nd as a day in my honor in the city. I was talking to Jerry Bond in Rochester this last Tuesday night. We had a very nice talk, and he's figuring on coming down to the convention in Culpsville. He said he was about ready to finalize everything to come, and I'm certainly looking forward to it, too. Yeah, I noticed while I was in Detroit on the way back from my trip that some more IBOC in that area, like on 1200, the station in Taylor, Michigan, and you heard quite a bit of IBOC beside it, and Jerry Bond said he's noticed some more coming in on his radio from some stations, too, that he's been trying to listen to lately. I meant to mention, too, that while I was in Meridian, on the Friday night that I was down there, which was the last Friday night in May, the 27th into the 28th Saturday morning, way in the middle of the night, at 11:50, I got WLOC, Munfordville, Kentucky, a country music station. I've never had that station that far away from Munfordville before. And also some nights there I got 1560 WPAD in Paducah, Kentucky, which is now an all sports station. The one in Munfordville is playing country music.
Hi, this is Ray Robinson in Los Angeles, California. I used to be a member of the National Radio Club back in the 1970s when I used to DX North America from Europe. But I've been living in Los Angeles for 20 years now, and I became a member of both the NRC and the DX Audio Service a couple of years ago. This is my first musing. And I wanted to talk today about a couple of stations in Southern California, AM 1260 and 540. They're a parallel operation, been going on here since 2002, and they're currently going through some format changes. KRLA used to be the only 50s and 60s oldies station in the LA market on 1110, but that ended in 1998. And then for a few years, the only oldies station of any kind in Los Angeles was KRTH, 101.1 FM. But their playlist, quite frankly, is minuscule, and it's heavily loaded with 60s soul. So Southern California has really been a very underserved market for oldies, especially of the 60s and 70s. Anyway, early in 2002, Oldies AM 540 started up from Tijuana, Mexico, followed a few months later by a parallel relay on KSUR 1260, Beverly Hills. The Tijuana station uses the call sign XESURF. They've been playing 50s and 60s oldies, just like the old KRLA. Even though, with the exception of morning drive time, their output has been fully automated, the format has really been very much appreciated. Other members in this region may remember 1260 as being the home of KGIL San Fernando, which also played adult standards. I believe the transmitting site for 1260 is still in the San Fernando Valley, but I guess Beverly Hills sounds more attractive as the city of license. So these two stations, XESURF and KSUR, cover the whole of Southern California very well, reaching at least a couple of hundred miles up from the Mexican border during the daytime. 1260 undergoes a savage power reduction and antenna pattern change at night, though, and that currently kicks in at about 8 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. My location is only about 10 miles north of the transmitter site, but the signal goes from being very strong to virtually inaudible, and the best bet after dark is really the sky wave on 540, which is fair. So now to the format changes. On Monday, June 16th, they announced a format change to the best music of the last 50 years and adopted the moniker The Shuffle. They still were playing about half of their time 50s and 60s oldies, but interspersed with the Eagles, Doobie Brothers, Run-DMC, Coldplay, etc. It was quite an interesting gambit, even if a little confusing. But that didn't last long. Today, Saturday, June 18th, just 5 days later, they've changed again, now saying, the music you love is back. The shuffle is gone, and they're now playing adult standards again, just like the old 1260 KGIL. And further, they're announcing that as of July 1st, the call on 1260 will change from KSUR to KKGO, a call that has been used in the past by the same owner for jazz and classical music stations in Los Angeles on FM. So it appears that 540 and 1260 will be continuing in parallel, but now with a standards format rather than oldies or the best music of the last 50 years. As such, they will have XTRA 690 as a competitor, which is also playing adult standards in English from Tijuana, Mexico, covering most of Southern California. But sadly, once again, there is now no AM oldies station in Los Angeles.
Good evening, Fred. This is Ernie from New York City. Since RWCBS-FM got rid of its oldies format, is there any way you can find out about how many big cities across America have actually done the same thing, as a lot of old people are missing their good old music?
Well, I guess it's time to answer some questions on the musings line, and we'll start it off with Ken Onischuk's question about the Herbin format. Basically, that's half Hispanic and half urban contemporary. It's kind of a Spanish dance music format. I don't have any stations around here, otherwise I'd give you a sample of it, but maybe some of the members can call in and tell you some call letters and some cities of license where these stations, they reside, and you can kind of get an idea of what they're all about. Don Finney asked about reverb. I don't know if there's any definitive answer as far as reverb goes, when it was started and why it was started, although the earliest one I remember is 1955, a station using it. Kind of a piece of trivia here. A lot of stations used a piece out of a electronic organ, a Hammond L100 organ. It was a Fisher K10 reverb system using three tubes and a spring to make the reverb. Kind of bouncy and stringy sounding, but nevertheless, it provided a reverb. In fact, that's what Keener up in Detroit used, WTOD in Toledo. A lot of them used it. And Ernie, yes, we're hitting a sore spot with the oldies because I really do like the oldies. That's my preferred format. And obviously, if they're not going to play the music that I like, I'm not going to listen to their station. And in fact, I'll go a little bit further and not patronize some of their sponsors and tell their sponsors why I'm not patronizing them. It seems that right now, the oldies formats are kind of under attack. And one of my friends who programs a radio station for a large corporation basically said that they're starting to write off a lot of us old people. I'm just 51 here. But they're starting to write us off as listeners that they don't really need. So what can you say? Well, here's the train coming, so we've got to get out of the way here a second. And speaking of train, I need to train you DX Audio Service members to start calling a new telephone number. And this is because I'm still battling with my local telephone company, who continues to hold some circuits hostage and has caused a major problem with our internet services. So I have some new telephone numbers. I'm on the new Packet 8 system in my IP telephones. So if you don't copy down these telephone numbers that I'm about to give you, shame on you. And believe me, it's going to be interesting to see who calls up and says, hey, what happened to the Musings line? You know something, I may not tell them. We'll just let it be our little secret, okay? Seriously. You need to write down these numbers, as the old numbers are going to go away, and I'm just not going to be able to return all the phone calls from members asking what the new number is. Listen up. Here they are. The new DX Audio Service office number is area code 360-382-1957. That's 360-382-1957. If you're calling just to muse, I have a direct number for the Musings line, and that number is area code 360-469-0189. That's 360-469-0189. Now, with these new Musings numbers and office number comes some added new features. If you don't want to speak, but you want something to be put on the Musings column, you can send it by card, letter, or email. And the email address for Musings is Musings, that's M-U-S-I-N-G-S, at nrcdxas.org. Again, that's Musings, M-U-S-I-N-G-S, at nrcdxas.org. I will read reasonable length emails sent to this address. And additionally, if you know how to record an email in MP3 file, you can record it at home and send it to that same address. However, there are some conditions. Any emails received must contain your real name, city, state, or province. Also, effective with this issue of the Musings, please be brief as possible and call in information which is only of interest to a large majority of members. This means you need to organize your thoughts and get them out in 30 seconds or less and not repeat yourself. It also means that I won't publish muses that deal with low-power FM stations in your community, DJs who are not known to a majority of members, or topics that simply are not of interest to the majority of the members. Again, if you didn't copy down those telephone numbers that I just gave you, shame on you. Back up the tape and listen to it again. Copy them down, as the old numbers may go away without any warning nor a forwarding message. These numbers are exclusive to the DX Audio Service, and like George Norrie hiding in the cave in St. Louis, you'll just have to guess where these numbers are located. Well, that's kind of cruel to make you guess. I'll tell you. I'm at 46.74930 North by 122.02901 West, plus or minus a few feet. Mark Durenberger had an interesting report on the TV stations getting fined out west. Well, it seems like the FCC is headed east. Mark, tell us about what's going on this month.
On last month's DX Audio Service, we read a story about several Southern California TV stations being fined by the FCC for violations of rules pertaining to EAS and captioning. EAS, of course, is the Emergency Action Notification System. This month, an update, and we'll find that the FCC is still looking into captioning violations. This article is titled, FCC Fining Stations Over Caption Lapse, by Frank Ahrens, writing in the Washington Post. The Federal Communications Commission has proposed fining three Washington-area television stations for failing to provide adequate closed caption information for hearing-impaired viewers during a tornado watch in May 2004. NBC-owned WRC Channel 4, ABC affiliate WJLA Channel 7, and Fox-owned WTTG Channel 5 face proposed fines totaling $40,000, the FCC said. As dangerous thunderstorms and tornado conditions bore down on Washington on May 25, 2004, local weather broadcasters told viewers in certain areas they should take cover, but they failed to relay the same information in closed captions, the FCC reported. Under federal law, broadcasters are required to provide emergency information in both audio and visual form, whether by closed captioning or a similar presentation. One viewer wrote to the FCC, "Fox cut into the screen during American Idol for news about the weather. From this visual with no captions, it looked like the bad weather might be in Maryland. I was totally confused." The FCC investigation found that at 9:02 p.m., WRC meteorologist Bob Ryan told viewers to move away from windows and toward a bathroom or basement if they sensed high winds, but he failed to provide the information in any visual form. An $8,000 fine is proposed against WJLA, which failed to display closed caption information during one storm report. The other stations each face $16,000 fines because they each failed to provide the closed captioning during two reports. The stations can appeal the fines. This story was from the Washington Post, written by Frank Ahrens. I'm Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service.
Thanks, Mark, and we're back here in the Sheetrock Announce Booth. A little bit quieter. It's not as noisy as it is out there next to the tracks. My son and I decided to go out and take some pictures of trains as they're going by. He's working on his second videotape of train watching. It's kind of an interesting hobby. And several members have asked why we're getting into this closed captioning issue, which seems to be more TV-related than radio. Well, the Federal Communications Commission is now starting to look into a lot of disability issues, and they're concerned over listeners. And this is really an appropriate time for many of you that have called up here and voiced your concern, specifically about Mass Media Docket 99-325. And for those of you that don't know what that legalese of the Federal Communications Commission is, that is the docket which is asking for comments on the National Radio Systems Subcommittee in-band on-channel digital radio broadcasting standard. The Federal Communications Commission is looking for your comments on IBOC, I-B-O-C. Now, since commencing the commission's DAB proceeding, Mass Media Docket 99-325, the Commission has supported a public and open DAB standard-setting process. In addition, the Commission has stated its intention to consider the DAB standard if adopted. Now, a little history here. Back on April 16th of 2005, the NRSC 5 was approved by the NRSC DAB Subcommittee. On May 18th of 2005, the Consumer Electronics Association and the National Association of Broadcasters co-sponsored the NRSC Subcommittee NRSC 5 to the Commission's consideration in Mass Media Docket 99-325. Now, if you'd like to see a copy of this, it is available electronically from the Federal Communications Commission website. You can check it out by keying in the phrase MM Docket 99-325. Or you can get it from their Duplication Center. That's Best Copy and Printing Incorporated, BCPI, 445 12th Street, Southwest, Room CY-B402, Washington, D.C., 20554, or you can give them a call at 1-800-378-3160. By the way, there is a charge for copies made of documents. The Federal Communications Commission must receive your comments on or before July 18th of 2005, so you don't have much time left. After comments are received, then you'll be able to see what other people wrote and submit what is called reply comments. Now, these are comments which are either in support of someone else's comments or disputing the facts that someone else stated. Either way, you have until August 17th of 2005 to give your replies. Comments may be filed electronically at the website http://www.fcc.gov/cgb/ECFS, or you can do this on paper by submitting an original copy with four copies of the document to the Commission's Secretary, Marlene Dortch, D-O-R-T-C-H, Federal Communications Commission, 236 Massachusetts Avenue, Northeast, Suite 110, Washington, D.C., 20002. You should include the phrase at the start of your letter, "This letter is in reference to comments sought on the National Radio Systems Subcommittee In-Band On-Channel Digital Radio Broadcast Standard, Mass Media Docket, Number 99-325. Now, if you're a Canadian citizen and wish to comment, send your letter to the Federal Communications Commission anyway, as I just outlined, but also send a copy to your government's radio authority, which is the Director, Broadcast Planning and Technology Policy Division, that's DBCP, Spectrum Engineering Branch, Industry Canada, 300 Slater Street, Ottawa, Ontario, K1A0C8. Now, if I may offer my own opinion here, first of all, it's your right to comment, and if you don't exercise your right, then really you have no right to call up the Musings line and complain, do you? Second, you do have a right to support or not support IBOC or any transmission platform or a law that the Commission is thinking of implementing. It is your right to comment and let your voice be heard. When you do write, be polite, be professional, and be brief. Also, be candid about how it affects you. State your disability and how it affects or helps you. The FCC doesn't care about DXers. That's the sad fact. DXing is a hobby. What the FCC does care is if it impacts your present radio listening or causes problems with your ability to receive emergency information. If you're one of those people that have listened to the Detroit Tigers for 30 years and now you can't, that's a problem. You need to tell the FCC. If you're blind and you can't receive emergency information because of another station interfering with the station that you normally listen to for emergency information, that's a problem. The Commission needs to know about it. So, if you're one of those people that have called the action line or called me and voiced your concern about IBOC, I hope to see your name in the public register that you sent some comments. In fact, it's real simple to do, and if you need some help in writing a letter, please get in touch with me. You can simply send a letter which has one or two sentences to it saying that you don't support it because of disability and emergency information problems, or you can go into great detail. It's up to you. But write. And like I've always told some of the people that have called here, you know something? I read all the comments, so I know who commented, so I hope to see some DX Audio Service names in those comments.
Hi again, DXers. Ken Honestchuk back here. And this issue, I have the WNBA to pass along what I've learned off the internet. The Charlotte Sting are on NBA TV only. The Connecticut Sun were listed for WNLC AM. There is no station. It's only 98.7 from East Lyme. So it's on FM only, plus WTXX FM television there. The Detroit Shock on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn. The Houston Comet 610 KILT with Jeff Hagedorn and Matt Pollard. The Indiana Fever 1070 WIBC with Tim Newton and Jane Schott. The Los Angeles Sparks on NBA TV only. The Minnesota Lynx at Minneapolis 1400 KLBB. The New York Liberty selected broadcasts on 1600 WWRL. The Phoenix Mercury can be heard on 860 KMVP. Sacramento Monarchs on 1140 KHTK. The San Antonio Silver Stars on 810 KSJL over in Somerset. The Seattle Storm on 950 KJR and the Washington Mystics on 1260 WWRC. That takes care of that. Okay. Those who are in Dave Marthouse's shoes, or close to it, are radio announcers and perform a variety of duties. And My Herald News published this thing on June the 5th, and I'd like to tell you about it. They interviewed WJOL's afternoon host, Tony Ray. And I thought you'd like to hear a little bit about it, what he has to say. He says, what do you find most enjoyable about your job? The opportunity to use my God-given talents to entertain and inform our WJOL listeners on a daily basis. What do you think are some of the important qualities to have for someone considering a career in broadcasting? They must have a pleasant personality, reasonable knowledge of the English language, a pleasant speaking voice, and ability to interact with people. What advice would you be helpful for someone entering the broadcasting field? Love what you do. Get involved in public speaking or acting. Have a basic knowledge of broadcast equipment. What prior schoolwork helped you the most on the job? Well, I can speak for myself. I studied speech, English, and electronics. I am a musician and singer, so that has given me much experience in being outgoing in front of people. Where did you receive your education that prepared you to become a broadcaster? I graduated from Joliet East High School in 1977, attended Joliet Junior College, and graduated from DeVry Institute of Technology. What does your working environment look like? Very professional, with studio sound equipment and computers. And that's it. And, my friends, you probably know by the time you get this column that there's been two major format changes in this country on FM, on New York's WCBS-FM and Chicago's 104.3 WJMK. They did a format change on Friday, June the 3rd, and here is what Chicago's 104.3 now sounds like as I tape this on Monday the 6th at 10 a.m.
When you first tune into Jack, you might think we're
Dan Bobby Love.
Then you might think we're
you.
Or even
good, so let's just keep on dancing.
But actually, we're
right in the best lane.
In your eyes.
So mama, I'm so hard to handle now. Just
around 104.3 Jack FM, playing what we want.
So, after 21 years as the classic top 40 station in Chicago, they switched to Jack FM, and I have read nothing about what's going to happen to the jocks, including the infamous Dick Biondi, who's been on there for the last 20 years, and hopefully in Robert Feeder's column in the Sun-Times or in Tribune, we'll find out about it in the next few days. For the DX Audio Service, Ken Onischuk reporting. So long, friends.
Man, we're out of time. We got to get up and get out of here. This tape is being mailed on the 5th of July from the Lima Post Office, so that explains why it's being a little bit delayed. We hope to have a little bit better time next month. We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Get out there and support radio.